and the pages start to yellow, I'll be in love with you.
Happy Valentine's Day as we broadcast live here at Rosie on the House from Sanderson Ford, 6400 North 51st Avenue. It is the second Saturday of the month. It is the 8 o'clock hour, which means we are talking trees in the garden hour with John Eisenhower of Integrity Tree Service and a special guest today, Greg Peterson of theurbanfarm.org. Next on your talking tree points there, you wanted to cover a little bit of pruning?
Yeah, I wanted to talk a little bit about restoring sheared shrubs. You know, unfortunately, hedge trimmers are used a lot in the pruning of shrubs in our landscapes. And what happens is we prune off all the bloom. Yep. It creates a dense foliage shell on the outside of the shrub. It blocks the sun to the interior, so you get a lot of dieback down low. And then in the subsequent pruning of the shrub, you're ending up pruning a little bit higher. You cut maybe an inch of foliage, and then the shrub grows two. You cut one, it grows two, and eventually the shrub gets bigger and bigger and bigger, kind of overtakes the yard, and you have these globes, these kind of geometric shapes in the yard that are unattractive. And they're more expensive to water, too, because that vegetative growth you're stimulating every time you use a hedge trimmer requires more water to support. So we are on a crusade and have been for years to try to encourage people to restore those sheared shrubs back to their natural growth form. First of all, if you have those young shrubs in your landscape, try to get to one of our pruning classes and learn how to prune them appropriately to do selective pruning with hand pruners or loppers and not to use a hedge trimmer. But if you do have those sheared shrubs, this is what our hands-on pruning workshop is all about on February 28th. You can go to our website or just call our office at Integrity Tree Service, 602-788-0005, and register for the class coming up on Saturday, February 28th. Or just go to the website and you can get information about it. But what we'd like to do is we have various methods of restoring those shrubs that are in your landscape. We either radically cut them to the ground, some hard pruning, and some shrubs can lend themselves to that heavy radical pruning. And then as the new growth emerges, we start doing selective pruning with hand pruners. There's another method where we can selectively remove certain branches inside that shrub to blow some holes in the foliage shell to allow sun to filter down to the base of the shrub to encourage some new growth. There's other methods of rejuvenating the shrubs by doing some incremental pruning, how to reduce them to certain heights, staggering the heights of some of the stems we cut so that the new growth emerges at different elevations so it looks more natural when the regrowth occurs. And we have some really... we want to encourage people to try some of these methods, and it's just this is the time of year for that kind of pruning. There's really no other time of year that that you can do this safely because the shrubs it's heavy pruning, and if it's done at other times of year, shrubs can sometimes die. So this time of year, February 15th to about the end of March, is prime time for doing that shrub restoration.
Let's see if we can bring one more call into the conversation, maybe even two before the top of the hour. Stephen Glendale wants to talk about his tree. Welcome to the broadcast. Go ahead with your question.
Good morning, guys. I've got a 20-year-old mesquite tree, beautiful shade tree out in the front yard, but it drips a black tarry substance all over the sidewalks and the rock. And I've tried the sealants and everything, but I just can't seem to control that. Any ideas?
Well, that black substance is what is called slime flux. Wonderful name, isn't it? Slime flux. And it is a mild bacterial infection, and it's very natural. It comes up. Sap oozes out of the easiest place for it to come out. What happens is that there's a little pressure builds up inside the tree, and it looks for an opportunity to express that flux, and it will come out of pruning cuts, sometimes out of a narrow angle of attachment between branches. And what we recommend doing is a couple of things. It's really hard to get it off of your surfaces, the hard surfaces it drips on, but we recommend getting some burlap wrap. There are some rolls you can purchase online, and you can actually wrap the branches kind of like a gauze, and it will help to absorb some of the sap and prevent the dripping. That's really been the best remedy we've had for that.
You know, always a good fertilizer. I mean, I know it's a mesquite tree, but building the health of the tree and the soil will, you know, help combat that stuff as well.
Sure, and also the we haven't found that any of the pruning sealers help.
Yeah. No. Now, real quick, we won't have time to take these other calls, but Keith in Desert Hills had called in. What do you think about the stakes for irrigation that you drive into the ground near the tree, and they've got, it's a PVC and there's holes all through it?
Well, yeah, it's a method of getting fertilizer down through the entire root profile, but I would say it'd be more appropriate for trees and for shrubs. Yeah, they have the different lengths, and it's they're a nice method of application. But we found that just putting, you know, your liquid fertilizers or even generally broadcasting a granular around the base of the trees and watering it in is just as effective.
Yeah.
Mike wants to know how he can donate a saguaro cactus.
Yeah, that I really can't help you on.
I'd say post it on Facebook.
Well, there you go.
You also have to have a permit to move it.
John Eisenhower of Integrity Tree Service and Greg Peterson of the Urban Farm. Thanks for joining us this hour.